Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Wood. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Henshaw. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roy Henshaw. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wood picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wood. Gutteridge scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henshaw moves to second. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henshaw moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter bunts towards the mound. Henshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to third. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive towards short. Hoover reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Harris reaches second base with a double. Lobbs throws the ball into Gutteridge, who tags Harris, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Higgins moves to third. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards is hit by the pitch. York moves to second. Don Ross pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Overmyer, and towards Wood, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fritz Ostermueller now pitching. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 5-1, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. Ostermüller moves to third. It's 6-1, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Metro pinch hits for Ned Harris. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Richards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York moves to third. Hoover moves to second. Dizzy Trout pinch runs for Paul Richards. George Caster now pitching. Prince Onya pinch hits for Stubby Overmeyer. Prince Onya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onya hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Onya reaches second base with a double. York scores. Hoover scores. Trout moves to third. It's 6-3, Browns. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.